Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our good friend Josh Wolf has a brand new special happening tonight. Here for the fun, debuting tonight on the Josh Wolf YouTube channel.
Born October 19th in Boston, Massachusetts, our next guest started his comedy career in his teens, eventually moving to Los Angeles and quickly landing gigs at all of Hollywood's legendary comedy clubs. He's appeared on Last Comic Standing, hosted his own CMT talk show, and starred in his own comedy specials. And tonight we'll see the premiere of his latest special, Here for the Fun, on his YouTube channel. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Josh Wolf.
Mr. Josh Wolf, congratulations. Another special tonight debuts on the YouTube.
That's right, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm excited for you. This is all you. You put this together, you shot it, you edited it, and it is 100% real Josh Wolf instead of some other jackhole trying to edit what he thinks is funny about your act.
Listen, dude, this is the most me I think I've ever put into, because you know I'm like you. I like weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I like things that are a little off kilter, and so I just kind of let my, you know, in the first 11 minutes of this show, some man in the front row, like a 65-year-old dude, put another grown man giant nipple in his mouth. unsolicited.
Did you? Okay, like, so you didn't engineer this. You weren't like the chief engineer, the architect of the nipple sucking.
No, dude, I wish. I wish I had thought of that, because I would have put it up sooner.
Suckle the teat, sir.
I would have opened with it. I would have been like, hey, everybody, I don't have much to say, but watch this grown man drop this giant nipple.
I don't want to take too much away from it, because I want to see it in its actual context. I don't want... I do, but I don't want you to explain it to me right now, but I want to see it.
It's so good. And by the way, dude, a little bone to pick.
Yes,
sir? Did I hear you were in Nashville?
I was in Nashville. I was in Nashville last Tuesday night, Wednesday, and then left Thursday morning.
Yeah, I lived there.
I didn't know you lived in Nashville.
Yeah, man. I lived there. I mean,
don't you have an L.A. number?
I just moved. I mean, listen, we could have done some hot chicken. You know, we could have done the whole thing.
And I don't know what Nashville talk is for. We could do some hot chicken.
But I don't swing that way.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I don't know. We'll go out south and do some porky pigging. Yeah, I'm like, what?
This dude, Nashville, by the way, is like the perfect blend for me.
Is that right?
It's really, I absolutely loved it. And that Broadway, that down.
Yeah.
Yo, that's the new Bourbon Street.
Oh, well, it's definitely trying to outnumber them on the homeless people.
I'm in L.A. right now visiting my son, right?
Right.
And, okay, we talk about homeless people. Oh, by the way, I got out here and he wasn't in his apartment, right? And I go, he goes, you can stay in my apartment until I get back. I go, okay. And I go, hey, it's payback time, by the way. And he goes, what does that mean? And I go, well, I'm in your apartment by myself. And he goes, so? I go, well, it's payback time. It's time to masturbate in your bathroom and steal your weed. So. And I told him, hey, don't do that. What do you mean? Too late, one down, and I'm looking for the weed. So you better, I wouldn't use that washcloth, by the way. it's weird out here, man. Oh, by the way, I don't know about you if this has been happening to you, but I'm starting to feel myself get a little older, man. Do you know where the real thing, like, so my wife, was feeling crazy. She was like, this is how old I am, dude. She told me, she was like, hey, we've been down, let's bang all night long. And I was like, that sounds terrible. All night? I'm good for one time in an episode of Friends, but that's about all I got at this age. You know what I mean? All, sex all night long, dude, right now sounds like a chore that I'm not willing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun to me anymore.
Yeah, well, if I could stay awake, I would do it. I would try. But there's just... I can't. I just can't stay awake, man. I'm like...
Isn't that like... What's a big night for you, dude? What after what time?
Well,
are you like, hey, I made it past 9. Like, what's a big night?
Well, see, here's the weirdest thing. I'm befuddled by it. So I've been on the bench... because this that pancreatitis thing, I that acute, weird.
Yeah, pain. Yeah.
So I was on the bench, no alcohol. I just actually had my first beer this weekend. And but prior to that, you know, if I'm drinking, I'm good. I can roll till 1 or 2 o'clock. It's all weird. It's everything. Let's set fire to something. Let's do something terrible. Let's wake somebody up. Then you're sober and you're like, oh, my goodness, it's 8:45 and I just had a sandwich, I guess. Perhaps I'll read for a moment before I go to sleep. Yeah. And I'm like... It's terrible.
You do. You got to plan out your meal. You're like, listen, if I eat too late.
Yeah. Yeah. But only you're like, I'm drunk as balls. And what if this leftover's bad?
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. Like, I also have finally found, I'm going to hit that stage, Johnny, where, like, truth of the matter is, I got to wear dark pants when I go out at night. Because if I have to go pee, and I leave that bathroom a little too quickly, you know, my junk doesn't turn off anymore. It's like somebody left the faucet on. I'm like,
yeah, no khakis. No khakis for you, my friend.
Oh, dude, zero khakis. Zero khakis, zero gray sweatpants. You know what I mean?
Oh.
There's none of that, actually.
Dude, Jake, for years, has been known as the dabber because he dabs. And I used to make fun of him, and until I realized it's a very real thing, man. It's for whatever reason he's missing a washer. Like he's not able to snug it up a little
bit. The hose has a leak, and it has for a while. And so I've always done it, and then I start blaming it on other guys. I'm like, well, you're probably walking around with a big stain on your pants right now. You don't even know it,
right? Sure.
So I've had to turn it on other dudes because I've been doing it for years.
And don't you put a bit of toilet? Do you put a toilet paper with sometimes?
I just dab it with the toilet paper, and then I throw it away.
Okay, I didn't know if you held on to it.
Yeah, no, I don't leave it like a mampon.
You know, I don't know, man. Like a paper mache helmet.
Tell me when you get to big boy panty pull ups.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Big boy.
Man and women.
Do you have to wear those, Josh?
I put a little yarmulke over the top of my head. Just, you know, I think it's respectful for my people.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, it's functional.
Yeah. If I start dribbling on myself, like, God, and if I have, of course we've all done it as a guy. Like, I immediately throw water on my shirt and just go, the sink was wet.
The water on the pants, sometimes it looks worse because you walk out and every other dude's like, listen, we know what the deal is. Like, just no, you're not fooling any guy. Every guy, oh, did you dump 2 handfuls of water directly on your junk? That's a coincidence. You know, there's no way you're not getting out of that.
Yeah.
It's funny though. I also don't really enjoy the old man noises I'm making as I get out of bed. Those are ones that take a little bit of ridicule. But luckily, it's just my wife that hears it, but she did an impersonation for me of me the other day in front of my kid. And she goes, who's this? And they were all like, Dad. I was like, oh. I was like, oh, do I make that noise? Like, that's me? That's not good, man. But here's the thing, dude, by the way, this special, and one of the reasons I wanted to call you, man, is because you are the, out of anybody that I know who likes weird things, who enjoys those weird videos.
Yes.
It's you and me, right?
Yeah.
I have to tell you a story. This dude showed up to my show in a kilt in the front row.
And I thought about you as soon as this happened. So he was in the front row, and I was talking to him, and I was asking him, "What? You got the red hair and the beard and the tilt. Like, what's the deal?" And he goes, "Yeah, I wrestle." And he's Texas. You know, I do those small tours. I go, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "I'm one of the, my gig's like an Irish guy." I go, "Cool." And I go, "Why are you wearing a kilt tonight?" And he just started to swing his hips, you know. And I go, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "Well, it gets damp. It's warm here in Dallas, so this just lets him breathe." I go, "Oh." And he's sitting in the front row. And I said to him, I go, "Are you wearing underwear?" And he said, "I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody else. You got to lift it up to find out." And I said, I want to tell you something. You're challenging the wrong guy. Right? So, yeah, dude, you're not going to alpha me at my show. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You definitely. So I go, okay. And I thought, how am I going to make him as uncomfortable as he tried to make me? He was in the front row. So I go, "You don't mind if I, when I lifted your kilt, I'm on my knees, right?" So I just dropped to my knees. So we're eye contact, eye to eye. And he leans back and he's like, "Do you have to be on your knees?" I'm like, "Yes."
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I am down there and we're eye contact. And on the outside, by the way, Johnny, I'm cool as a cucumber. On the inside, I was so scared. Do you know it's like when your butthole's gasping for breath? You're so scared. You know, it's like, you know, it's like it's opening and closing real quickly because it's like, "Help me out, get us out of here," you know? So I got this, I'm down there on my knees, and I lift up one side of the kilt. Now, I don't know if you have any kilt knowledge, but there's two sides to the kilt. One side, when you lift it up, you just see more kilt, right?
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
So I lifted up that first side first. Yeah. And it was all kilt. And, he goes, "No," and he smiled. He goes, "I actually hide the Easter eggs on the other side." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And so I go down, I lift to the other side. Yeah, it was a human penis.
Human?
No underwear and red. I had never seen a redheaded situation before.
Oh.
It was bright. It looked like someone was shining a light on it. You know, when it's real bright like that.
Ed Sheeran.
And this dude. Oh. Yeah, exactly. And this dude was all potatoes, no meat.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, this dude, yo, no potato famine in this part of Iowa. You know, his penis looks like it fell asleep on his nuts. You know, one of those.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Yeah, I just picture like an old-timey photographer.
Yes.
Like, you just should have taken your flash on your camera, like, skunk.
Yeah, dude, it was so crazy. I've had such weird things happening at my shows because I talk outwardly about liking weird things so much.
Sure, me too. I love weird stuff.
So, and I know you do. And because of it, I'm sure people either send things to you or tell you great stories or you. I feel like because we talk about it, that it kind of finds us.
Sure.
No.
The listeners, I am nonstop Instagram and Facebook Messenger. They'll just, whenever they see that's weirdest of the weird, they'll be like, "I saw this and thought of you." And I'm always thinking, man, you get me. Why can't other people get me? You get me.
I get the same thing. But you know what? Someone's like, I'll see a headline that just someone will just send to me the other day. "Have you ever seen someone poop like this?" I'm like, "Well, I got to open this video." You know what I mean? I'm like, I wish I didn't have that chip that made me press play on every one of those videos that I'm like, "Well, got to check this one out." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You and I, I'm sure, get, "Oh, we shared some with each other last time I was in Kansas City."
Oh, sure. No. You started this problem with the prolapse.
Yeah.
I'll never
forget.
You
know what's really funny? What's funny is I know the exact video.
Yes. Dude, the guy put his tongue on it, man. He put his tongue on it.
Oh, yeah. He didn't just put his tongue on it. He put the whole thing.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
That was so bad, I only passed it on to like a couple people. Like, I was like, this is the kind of thing I feel like is going to get me in trouble later in life.
I thought you were going to say that was so bad, I only watched it twice.
It's so bad. That big reverse pink sock nightmare, like, boom.
Oh, my God. You know,
someone told me, they were like, you know, we all have one of those in us. I'm like, hell no. I mean, I don't have one of those in me. And they're like, yeah, everybody does. I'm like, don't tell me that.
Oh, it's like the movie.
Don't tell me that. If you,
it's like the movie Alien.
If you turn me inside out, that's what comes out. That seems really, I could have gone my whole life without knowing that. I think I have people show up to these shows. I've had furries show up recently.
Nice.
And just sit in the crowd. Did I tell you?
Cute girl furries or fat weirdo dude furries?
Both together.
Ugh. The Tease Jam is the kitty cat furry ladies.
But do they have sex with the fur on?
Sometimes.
Oh boy. No. T yelled sometimes because he's a fan. He's a thing. It's his thing. It's one of the things he likes.
What does he dress up as?
I like girls that they wear the cat ear, dresses, you know, kind of cat.
Do you dress up?
I don't dress up, no.
Oh, okay.
But I like the girl with the cat ears, and sometimes there's like cat paws and that stuff that are free that you can get to have.
And then there's
is he dressing up as?
I know, degenerate pervert, soon to be on a poster.
Yeah, I was gonna say he wears that costume every day, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Best choice, Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's the guy in the poster says you can't turn your goddamn porch light on Halloween.
You're the offender.
Yeah, you are the offender.
That's your superhero name.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah, by the way, do you dress up, Johnny? You dress it up?
No. Normally I do a giant Halloween show. Sorry, I almost spilled my coffee. And I do a big one. This year, because of COVID, my buddies who do it with me, they just went back to work, like doing the Aftershock Festival, Metallica and Misfits and stuff. So we decided to just give it one more year and get fired up next year. But I will buy once. This is the weirdest thing. I did it the other day. I'll see a costume and buy it. Put it on one time and then give it away for no apparent reason. But it was only $16. It was an inflatable Tyrannosaurus Rex. You could put the dinosaur in and then look at the plastic deal. Didn't I tell you?
Yeah, you should. I didn't realize that could be. I guess I kind of forgot that could be a costume.
Yeah.
It makes sense to re-gift it. I get that.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't know why I bought it. I just saw it. I go, wow, for $16, I kind of want to see it. And I ran around the living room with it on. My girlfriend taped it on her phone. I threw myself in the wall and yelled, I'm extinct. And then I gave it away.
True story.
You know what you're like?
Yeah.
You're like you're like a rapper with a new pair of sneakers. You wear them on.
Yeah, dude, I give away a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and then you throw them away.
Yeah.
I think the dinosaur. I mean, I don't know why. The dinosaur outfit always makes me laugh, but have you seen the dog Chucky outfit? Yeah. When they run to you, it looks like they're stabbing you with a knife.
If you give me a second, I'll immediately send you the one of my dog Lulu wearing one.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah.
That one makes me laugh, dude. Because their head's all bobbing back and forth, you know? That one, my dog has, every time I try to put clothes on him, he poops in the living room. which is definitely his way of telling me, hey, I don't like this. So you put a sweater on me, guess where this dump's going? I'm like, gotcha, buddy. I 100% gotcha. He won't let anybody come to my front door anymore. This dude has gotten super insane, man. Like super, super insane. I think it's me traveling and going back on the road because we got him over quarantine.
Yep.
And so I just think, by the way, he is the weirdest pooper, dude. He only poops up trees.
What?
Or in bushes. He scooches his butt up the tree, and so the poop sticks up the tree, on the tree.
It doesn't fall back upon him?
He poops so his butt is almost up against the tree, and it sticks on the tree. You know what else he does? He'll poop in a bush, or he'll poop on a decline. So when he poops, he watches his poop roll back down between his legs.
Now, see, that's
weird.
That's fairly funny.
Yeah. It's super, super funny. I swear I hear him laugh every time he does it. Like Mugly from, like, you know. This dude
poops and watches it roll down. And then he looks at me like, hey, that works again.
Dude, the little dog Lulu, I'm going to send you a picture of it in a second. Lulu is just a little 20-pound mutt, you know, terrier mutt. And she, we referred to her as Big Poo Lou. And everyone here in the room has seen it happen. She can poop the length of her torso out of her body. Like, what? It's disturbing where it must have come from. Like, it was almost coming out of her mouth, and she pushed it out the other side.
Dude, you're talking about, like, the David Blaine of pooping.
Dude, Big Poo Lou, like, it is a... Nick?
Until you see it, unfortunately, you're not going to get it.
It's a foot-long roll of half dollars. Like,
she's a pretty tiny dog.
Yo, I got to tell you, you have to send me a picture. Like, I don't know... I can't even picture what we're talking about.
Dude, it's like she saves it up.
Yeah, she's got it like tucked away under like a cabinet.
And yeah, it's coiled.
Yeah, it really is coiled somehow, some way. I don't know how her intestines work, but...
Yeah.
I mean, this dog, honestly, is probably the envy. Do you think dogs compete with that? Because, like, I know... Do you think dogs are like, hey, check that out?
No, wow, no, it's true.
Look at Big Pulu.
Yeah, nothing but net. Nothing but net, man. Just like...
Are they like me and my college roommates? Do we just take pictures and send them to each other? Like, yeah, no good.
Well, here, just it just total poop honesty since we're sharing. And I've told this story on the air before. My girlfriend, who you've met, beautiful, well-adjusted, very nice human being. I find out when she was a kid that when she was upset with her parents, she didn't have the ability to tell them. So she would show them when she was upset with her father, she would poop in his shoe and leave it behind the door. She would pull her pants down and poop in her father's shoe. And if she was extra mad, she'd do it behind the door and write her name on the wall in a crayon, doubling down on her anger and her message to them.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, how old was she?
I guess like 2 or 3. How old are you all when you're, you know, poop training?
I, by the way, if she had written her name in the poop, they probably would have put her in a psycho ward.
Yeah, yeah. If you'd have fingerprinted Dad, you'd have gone to the hospital. Yeah. I hate you, Dad. Yeah, yeah, that would be super bad. No, she'd write her own name, and I'm like, you kind of ratted yourself out. I go, why don't you write your brother's name? Like, blame him.
Or that's her signature move.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, she's like a serial killer. You know, you leave a playing card after you kill somebody.
Yep.
You know, she wanted them to know, hey, everybody. By the way, that's a gangster move.
Yeah.
If they're, because that a shoe is super specific and super intentional.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he ever put his foot in the shoe just one time.
Oh.
By the way, if I put my foot in a shoe one time and there was poop in it, from here to eternity, I would check. You know when something happens to you and then you check for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like if you ever found a spider in your shoe?
Yeah, exactly.
You've checked every shoe for the rest of your life to see if there was a spider in there. If there was poop in the shoe, come on. I might go barefoot. I don't know if I would ever trust myself to put my foot in a shoe ever again.
If you think after a drunken me, like spouting off in the morning, I don't take a good look at that shoe before I put it on.
And smell your toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, because I feel like that's how she's going to break up with me one day.
Mm-hmm.
Did she just, I'll go to my shoe and there'll be crap in it and I'll know it's over. It's over. She couldn't tell me. She's not good at confrontation. So that's her thing. It's her move, right? Like, so I'll be like, oh, it's over. It's really over, isn't it?
The wherewithal to have that much anger and know this is my move.
I actually think poop in a shoe is pretty confrontational.
Yeah.
Well,
that's right at the definition of, hey, because that's not really passive aggressive. I mean, it's aggressive.
Yeah.
If you poop in my shoe, I don't know how else to take that except 100% aggressive. Like, whew, yeah. If I went back to my house and Jacob, my son, had pooped in my shoe, my first call would be to the police. I'd be like, hey. I know somebody's about to get injured, but I'm not sure if it's me or him. You know?
Yeah, my dad would have killed me. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but things going down, man.
Oh.
But yeah, dude, I got to tell you that this move to Nashville has changed my life.
Yeah,
it really has. I've become more. I didn't know Los Angeles had taken a little something from me gradually over the years.
It does,
and I hadn't realized it, but just to be back amongst more just people has been really good for me. And
normal people.
Yeah. Dude, did you know I found, I don't know how, in Cleveland at my show, can I say who? I can say fingering.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just said it anyways.
Yeah, fingering, finger blasting, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. There was a dude finger blasting his girlfriend in the front row of my show. This is what's been happening on my shows, Jeremy.
Man, that's normally rock concert level stuff. Like, I've seen that happen when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But never a comedy show.
Yeah, yeah. How about this? He was in the front row. They were staring at me. Well, he was. It was not subtle. Like, he looked like a DJ scratching a record, is all I can say. I mean, it was wicky. It was wicky, wicky, wet. He was staring at me while he was doing it. It was in prison. I was in prison. I was like, why are you eyeballing me, dude? Are we in the same cell block together? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's too much.
But. They didn't kick him out because it gave me something different to look at. I was like, this is actually entertaining for me tonight. But these people have been showing up there at my shows in droves. There was a guy who showed up with this girl in Indianapolis, and he was like, they were hugging and kissing, and I ended up asking him. I was like, oh, you guys together? And he's like, yep. I go, oh, you guys got kids? And he's like, yeah, I got three girls. And the woman goes, I got a boy. I go, oh, are you guys married? And she said, yeah. And the guy goes, just not to each other. And I was like, I thought they were kidding around, you know, and that they were separated, and that's why they're not married to other people, but they're together. They'll be married soon or whatever. And I go, I said, the other people know, though, that you're together, obviously. And the guy goes, I hope not. I was like, oh. And I said to him, I go, you're awfully cavalier talking about this in front of a room full of people. And he took a deep pause, and he looked around, and he goes, I live an hour from here. I don't know any of these people. And I was like, oh. And then from the back of the room, somebody screams, I know you, Mark. And I was like,
awesome.
Johnny, you should have seen his whole face. He thought he drove an hour, and he was free and clear.
And he wanted to be part of the show. Yes.
Dude. Mark's face, he went from, I'm the smartest man in the world, to I'm the dumbest man in the world in about half a second on his face. It was amazing.
But I got to go back to the finger blasting thing because I'm like, what was the end and be all like this? Like, I just feel like we never continued, like we never finished what happened.
Okay, so he was finger blasting her.
Right.
And I was just sitting there and I'm watching. And they eventually stop and he ends up just talking very loudly on his phone. So I have to kick him out. And
so first he finger blasts her, then he gets on his goddamn phone. Like, are you kidding?
This is the thing. I told him as I was throwing him out. Look, finger blasting your girlfriend at my show is not against the rules. That's not what you're getting thrown out for, oddly enough. That's actually the reason I kept you around, because it was interesting to watch. But now you're just being rude.
that's exactly right. You're like,
it's logical.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, now you're ruining the show. Finger blasting is really it's basically a one-on-one activity. You're not bothering anybody else.
Right,
you know
what I
mean? It's not like you're not waving your hand around going, smell my finger! You know what I mean? It's just fine. And so it's fine. But when you started talking on the phone, I had to throw him out.
You should have tossed him out and then said, no, you can stay, honey.
Dude, he was crazy. She was so embarrassed. She was like, did everyone see? I was like, you're in public, you know. Did everyone see?
So many
questions. You're out in you're in the front row in public. There was there was another couple at that table who I thought they were with. And
what?
So when they walked out, I said, oh, you guys aren't with them? And the woman goes, no,
that was so gross to have to sit here and watch all of that, right? And I go, yeah, I go, I'm really sorry about that. I go, what's going on with you, dude? I go, crazy, right? He goes, yeah, I can't believe I didn't have to pay extra for this ticket. And I was like, okay, man.
You're right.
He goes, I get to see the show from the front row right here, sitting right behind it. And his wife was like, it's so gross. He's like, whatever. Yeah, for him, it was a big night out. He was like, I got two shows.
Yeah, he's like, tomato, tomato, crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been lucky, man. My shows have been so much fun. I'm actually going to be in Kansas City in December.
That's right, December 10th and 11th, yep.
Yeah, but since the move and just in almost like the parting of the clouds, there's just been such a new energy on my stuff. And this special tonight, man. Yeah, so it's 6 o'clock Pacific time is when it's going up on my YouTube channel, and my son and I are going to be in the chat, and we're gonna. If you got to be in the chat and watch it live with us, but we're giving away plane tickets, hotel room, and 2 tickets to any of my shows anywhere in the country for someone who the winner.
That's great.
So it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah, it's easy. Go to YouTube, put in Josh Wolf. It's super simple. Then you subscribe. Mm-hmm. You already have 1.4 million subscribers, which, by the way, fantastic. And then it goes live at 6 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock Central Time, correct?
6 o'clock Pacific, because I'll be out here with, 8 o'clock your time.
So 8 o'clock, right. All right, very good, yeah. Man. Let me make sure we're subscribed. Good.
It'll be a great time, man. And look, when I come in, I think I might come in... I might come in a day early because you and I, we are, the last 2 times between illness and the flamethrower trip.
Right, I know. Well, we'll get there. No, absolutely we will go shoot the flamethrower. I mean, it's going to be a little brisk outside, but we'll make it work.
Well, you know, the good thing about the flamethrower, it can warm things up.
Well, that's it. We're going to start a bonfire with it. We're going to get a couple of them going.
Yeah, I listen, we'll... Is it okay just to light part of my opener on fire?
Yes, absolutely.
Not his whole body.
Yeah, just a wee bit. We'll start with like a foot. We'll just bring him along, yeah. And we'll use him as a test dummy. He'll be the target.
Yeah, I've never seen what flame does to fingernails.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, trust me, it's not pretty. You. I have done some terrible things. Have you got your check your phone and see if those Chucky dog video and the dog picture came in with Lulu yet?
Oh, I can't wait. Hold on 1 second. Now, do you... Oh, yeah, there they are. Hold on 1 second. This is fantastic. Because that costume is like... Oh, come on, man. That picture is crazy.
Oh, I just realized I sent you the video, too, which my girlfriend... This is how great and weird she is. She put this audio on it.
I just want to switch. Oh my god. Girlfriend.
Jesus.
That audio is fantastic, dude.
I just want to slit your throat, girlfriend. It's some kind of terrible, like way too deep a voice to actually be a lady.
You know what's great about that, too, is that. No, so if you had put cute music behind that, it would have looked cute. But, you know, whatever you put behind it really informs how you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at that dog like, that dog would murder me in my sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what it is? That dog would shoot with that. With a knife, girlfriend. Yeah. That's all.
Hi.
Straight murder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pooping as you did that.
Now, how many dogs you got this?
Just Lulu now. Just Lulu. Barger passed last year.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No.
Are you going to?
Yeah, one day.
You going to load up again?
Yeah. Well, you know, it just time has to pass, and I'll meet the right guy or girl, and you go, oh, all right, listen, I have a cat now that I found in a dumpster while I was eating dinner with my girlfriend with poop in a shoe. And so we're there, and she goes, did you hear that? And I go, no, I'm deaf. I can't hear anything. And she disappears into a dumpster, which, thank God, she didn't come out with a new boyfriend. And so
hilarious.
Yeah, and she comes out with this little pound and a half kitten that looks like Gary Busey's mugshot. This thing is rough. and so that's Oscar, Lord of the Trash. Now, Oscar is he has two homes, my home and her home. He loves his little cat carrier. He jumps right in when she goes, all right, saddle it up. He runs into his little cat carrier. He is the lord of the land. I haven't owned a cat since I was a kid. But she taught him how to sit. He's a weirdo. Like,
what?
He's a straight. Oh, yeah. She's like, sit. He loves water. He jumps in the shower. He's a super weirdo.
Wait, your cat sits and jumps in the shower?
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, no. Loves water. Normal. Loves water.
Yeah, that's not normal cat. Yeah, normally a cat will scratch your face off.
Yeah, no.
He's
super weird. Like, he walks in the shower. When you're in there, like, have a walk-in shower, he'll go and sit and just look at you and play with the water. And then if you turn the sink on with the water, his whole head's in it, his arms are in it, his shoulders in it. Like, he's a mutant.
You know, my dog, I have a half American Bulldog, half pit. And my dog, when it's rainy out, he'll just, if you open the door to go outside, he just stands at the front door and looks outside like, well, what do you expect me to do with that? You expect me to walk out there for what? What's going on out there? Yeah, I'm going to do that. Make that turn off. He always looks at me like, yeah, turn that off.
Yeah.
It's still out there, but turn that off. Like, I'm not in charge of that, man.
Yeah.
I don't, that's not my game. His first trip into snow was this year.
Oh, yeah, because he's an L.A. dog.
Like, yeah, that was, he put his little paw on first, and then he kind of lifted it up like, huh, okay. I think I can get down with this. And then this dude went, but man, that first trip into the snow it was so cool to see because, you know, you realize, you know, when people go, yeah, your dog's so smart. Yes. Smart for a dog. You know what I mean? Like, let's put it in perspective. He still can't, my dog gets smart for a dog, but he still can't figure out his way back from the wrong side of a parking meter. You know what I mean? You know, when you're walking him and your leash is on the other side. And he's like, oh, I'm on the other side of this meter. I don't know how to get back around it. Like, smart for a dog. Smart for a dog. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He still falls for the ball trick every time. That's when people tell me, this baby's so smart. Can he talk? No? He's not that smart.
He is the great Josh Wolf. Dude, I can't wait for you to get here. December 10th and 11th. Tonight is when the whole thing happens. Get to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, man.
Josh Wolf, and it starts 8 o'clock Kansas City time. Get on there, subscribe to the channel, and be a part of the show, man. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun to listen, guys. You know, for me, and Johnny, you get this. I am now not shunned, but just decided I don't need the people who live in Hollywood or executives, or I don't need a company behind me to push. I don't need Netflix or HBO. Like, I can do this all myself now, which is the way I do it. So, I'm a guy, I spent a lot of time giving back to my fans and online and return messages and after shows and talking to people. And so I'd really like everybody's help in showing these people that I don't need their money anymore, man. Like, we can all do this ourselves together. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to put together. So it'd be great if you guys would come join me on YouTube tonight.
The new special is called Here for the Fun, debuting tonight, the Josh Wolf YouTube channel, 8 o'clock Kansas City time. And, of course, he'll be here at the Improv 10th and 11th. But listen, tonight, when you're home, 8 o'clock, it's easy to turn on, easy to watch. You got your iPad, you got your phone, you're at your computer. The YouTube channel is Josh Wolf, W-O-L-F. I'm sure we post it up on all our social media as well.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it.
All right, brother. I'll see you. Well, I'll see you in about a month.
Yeah, get that flamethrower ready.
All right. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, he's one of my favorite good weirdos because he's weird for real. Like, that's not an act, but so is.
I just want to slit your throat with a knife, girlfriend. That's all.
By the way, I don't know where that came from.
Just know that she had it.
I don't. I'm a little worried that. That's a voice my girlfriend does when I'm not around.
She may have had a changer on just then.
or not.
Or not.
I told you about the time I was behind her.
Yep.
And she was like, go faster. And I was like, I can't. I'm going to finish. And she goes, think of something else. And her voice dropped about 4 octaves. I was like, what in the goddamn just happened to me?
I'm so scared.
I went another few minutes. Like, it was nice. But I'm not entirely sure.
I just want to switch your throat with a knife. knife girlfriend. That's all.
I've never heard her do that voice, but I also think to myself, I don't know a movie that was in.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar to anybody else?
No.
Yep.
Total coincidence.
I'm going to stop talking about it before I go home and there's poop in one of
those. Yeah, I was going to say, get to it, poop shoe.
Yeah.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.